Om Shanti. Today is 2nd of December and is Sunday's Avyakt Bhav Dadas Murli of the 5th of March 1984. And the title of the Murli is The Importance of the Power of Peace. And today's blessing is, may you be an embodiment of success who does everything from Amrit Vela till night time accurately with the discipline of remembrance. Whatever you do from Amrit Vela till night time, let it be according to the discipline of remembrance, and you will achieve success in every action. The greatest success of all is to experience a supersensuous joy as the practical fruit. Constantly continue to move along in the waves of happiness and joy. So you receive the instant fruit, and you also receive the fruit in the future. The practical instant fruit of this time is greater than the fruit of your many future births. You do something now and you immediately receive the reward of it. This is called the practical instant fruit. Just to expand on this blessing, Baba is talking about practical instant fruit. And at the same time, he's talking about how we can be rewarded for our coming births. So the main attention is, in order to experience supersensuous joy and to be successful, we need to be in the company of Father all the time. So I have to keep Father as a constant companion, so I will not be defeated by Maya. And that will help me to stay happy. In today's Murli, Baba mentioned about special actor. A special actor is the one who stays constantly in the company of one but none, and is always alert at every step, at every second. And the whole drama actually depends on the hero actor. And he is always an intense effort maker. And the slogan of an intense effort maker is, if not now, then never. I mean, for him, the question is, if I don't do it now, then when? He recognizes the power of now, of this moment. And hero actor even recognizes the importance and significance of confluence age, known as Diamond Age, and Sangam Yuga, which is known as either of these three names. And he does recognize the importance and significance. As it said in the Murli today, 5 minutes are greater than 5 years. So every minute lost, there is a great loss. So how much attention is needed in this very moment and in the now? A little time of paying attention all the time will enable to attain constant attainment over a long period of time. If I perform every action as an instrument in order to be loving and detached, and there will be no consciousness of I. This is a slogan from yesterday's Murli. So, if I'm able to remove consciousness of I from the equation, I can stabilize in the consciousness of love, peace, and happiness. And the 1st of December Murli, one of the Dhana point was, then again Baba is talking of another way of experiencing supersensuous joy. And Baba said, have an intoxication of knowledge. So if you become embodiment of knowledge and do dharana and become swarup, that's another way we can experience supersensuous joy. And there's another yesterday's Murli's point, in order to become an embodiment of success, serve yourself and others. Give as you receive is the best way to grow. When I perform any elevated action in Father's remembrance, I receive instant fruit of happiness and joy. And that is what Baba implies to practical instant fruit. So any Shrestha or elevated action performed, we can receive the instant practical fruit of it. And not only that, that'll be added in my future births too, as a reward of the actions performed today and now. Yesterday's Murli, Baba was mentioning about how when you have interaction with two people, and when you are happy by interacting and the others are happy too, and in that respect, the elevated karma will accumulate good future. For the end, there will be reward for now, because you are happy, they are happy. The happiness is the reward of this time. And then obviously this will be added on to the future births. So Baba mentioned about whatever you do from Amrit Vela till night time, let it be according to the discipline of remembrance. So let every thought, word and action of mine be in the remembrance of one, and success is inevitable, and ultimately I will experience supersensuous joy. There are few further points from the Murli which really interest me. I would like to share. It's like we see in the world today, although today in the world there is material wealth and they have all the facilities and means for perishable happiness and peace, which is worth not a penny. But at the same time, they are not aware of imperishable peace and supersensuous joy, a constant happiness, which is the birthright of all souls from God. Where there are pure feelings and feelings of mercy and benevolence, it is impossible not to receive the fruit of these feelings. There is a very powerful Mahavakya from the Murli today. When a seed is powerful, you definitely receive the fruit. Simply, constantly continue to water the seed of elevated wishes with the water of awareness, and you will definitely attain powerful fruit of world peace and happiness in the form of instant visible fruit. There's another thing which is prevalent in a very big way amongst people is fear, and which actually is the root cause of peacelessness and unhappiness in the world. And Baba gave a couple of very important points here: the power of silence and the power of soul consciousness. It says, when atomic power and the power of soul unite, the world of peace and happiness can be created. And for that, Baba emphasized the Satvapradhan intellect. And he explains, the Satvapradhan intellect means an intellect that always performs elevated and truthful actions. Truth also means imperishable. So our aim is to receive imperishable happiness and peace. Thank you. Om Shanti.